This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a study out this week from the University of Washington and the National Bureau of Economic Research that is raising some questions about how people might want to think about minimum wage in this country, specifically increases thereto. Mark Long is a professor of public policy at UW. He's also the co-author of the paper in question. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
What was it that you found exactly in this study?
We were looking at what happened in Seattle when it raised its minimum wage from $9.47 an hour, which was the state's minimum wage, up to $13 an hour. What we found is that in exchange, that hours were reduced by about 9%. As a result of that combination, we found that earnings were reduced for these low-wage jobs.
So employers, realizing they were going to have to pay more per hour, cut people's hours.
That is what it appears to be.
If you separate out higher income wage earners in the Seattle area, the folks in the high tech companies, and you go to the restaurant workers and the ticket takers in the movies and more low wage service kinds of jobs, where do you see the impact of the wage decreases the greatest?
Yeah, so Seattle is a booming economy, and you're right, it's actually helping the affluent very well in this city. And so as a result, if you look at the restaurant industry as a whole, which has been what a lot of other studies have done, you find no effect. And we also find no effect for the restaurant industry as a whole. But when you separately look at low-skill jobs, whether it be in the restaurant industry or another industry, that's where you're seeing the reduction in employment opportunities.
What are you seeing out of people, activists across the country, who are driving for a $15 minimum wage, who say this is the way to get working people in this economy a living wage, and they look at your study and they go, wait, what?
Well, I think there's two things you should take away from this. One is there should be some concern about the disemployment effects, particularly of local minimum wages, in particular when it's a large increase in the minimum wage.
Disemployment effects are?
A reduction in the job opportunities, the jobs and the hours available.
Okay.
But the other thing you should be thinking about is what are the distributional effects? And that's one of the things we plan to study. So, for example, is this causing a reduction in opportunities for teenagers while at the same time promoting the opportunities for low-wage heads of households? And if that is the case, it may be worth it, the trade-off between promoting the living wage opportunities for working adults who have children in exchange for reduction in teenage job opportunities.
If I'm a labor activist in Sheboygan or New York City or Portland, Maine, what do I take from this?
Well, you should take, of course, this is one study and it's in one area. And so you should be concerned whether what we're finding is a particular artifact of it being Seattle. I think they have a strong belief that this is a way to improve the lives of low-skill workers and their families. But that said, they should be tempered by some of this evidence in their enthusiasm, particularly when they're talking about local minimum wages. Again, a state or a federal effort is likely to have a different effect.
Mark Long, his professor of public policy and governance at the University of Washington. Professor, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you've got a story about living on minimum wage, Lizzie O'Leary and the crew over at Marketplace Weekend want to hear from you. There's a link where you can do that at marketplace.org. It's over on the left-hand side of that page.